93, this is WRQK 908 again. I tried it. For some reason, I'm not right, but maybe we could try that again another day.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm kind of surprised. I'm kind of surprised that you know how the call flies or whatever it is. I'm surprised you didn't hit it, though, but I hope they get this one straightened out because I usually hang out on Mount Clemens one. But like I said, I switched over to Detroit because everything's breaking up. The guy that runs it the other day was on here, and he said he was standing underneath the antenna. Something's wrong with the antenna, but he wasn't going to go up there and fix it because, you know, it was too cold or something. Roger.
Copy that. That was Sean, one of the admins, and I happened to overhear that conversation when you were talking. Don't blame them. Too cold out there to deal with that right now, but yeah, one of these days they'll get that fixed, and I heard your signal when Mount Clemens was working, and you'd be best off with Mount Clemens, but for now, you're better off with Detroit. Copy?
Yeah, copied all that. Yeah, Detroit is weird. Detroit is clear sometimes, and then sometimes it sounds like there's a diesel engine running next to you. Then it's clear again. I don't know. I always liked Mount Clemens, going into Mount Clemens one, but with all the stuff going on, I figured I'd switch over to Detroit and see if it's straightened out yet. But Roger.
Yeah, I think that's the best call because I can copy everything you say. It doesn't cut in and out like Macomb does. And Macomb does that periodically. You never know when it's going to happen. It's not reliable right now. But on Detroit, I can hear you. So that's all. Yeah, there is that background noise, but it doesn't matter. You're still perfectly readable.
Yeah, Roger, you sound good on it too when it's not breaking up. All that you just said, I got. You know, you sound good. It's almost full quiet. When it starts to tick and tock and everything. Hey, let me get your call numbers again, please.
Certainly, I was going to suggest that because you're welcome to give me a call on the air anytime you want. The call again is Whiskey. I say again, Whiskey Romeo Quebec Kilo 908 Richmond. Name here is Tim Tango India Mike.
Roger that. I appreciate that. I got it down here. I keep a little thing on my computer of people I make contacts with and talk to and stuff, and you know how all that works. Yeah, I appreciate that. I'll give you a shout here and there when I hear you out there. I'm really kind of surprised you don't hit the Detroit repeater, but that's, you know, it ain't nothing to dwell on there, Roger.
Copy that. I plan to make improvements with the antenna, and I'll be able to do that eventually. I think that Randall 218 has got the right height. You need a beam, and you need to angle that beam if you're trying to target a repeater that's quite a bit of ways. But, yeah, I appreciate it. I'll probably give you a call, Dave, every now and then. I'm going to let you go for right now. But once again...
All right, Tim. Appreciate the radio check. Yeah, Randall, 218. I got him on here out of Willow Run. I talked to him the other day. He was hitting the Detroit repeater, and he was coming in excellent. So I got him on the list there, too. All right, Tim. Appreciate the radio check. hopefully they get the Mount Clemens computer straightened down and we can get back to business. Take it easy and have yourself a really good day. WSFZ 793 and I'm monitoring.
You as well, Dave. WRQK 908 monitoring.